Thousands rallied at Carnegie Mellon University on Wednesday in support of Democrat Hillary Clinton. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino has more on the presidential hopeful's visit to Pittsburgh.
It is my honor to introduce the next president of the United States, Secretary Hillary Clinton.
That's Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto. Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald also joined Clinton on stage.
While there are other candidates out there talking about building walls, we know Pittsburgh is the city of bridges. And Secretary Clinton is somebody who builds bridges.
Clinton began by reminding the crowd of her family's roots in Pennsylvania and lauding Pittsburgh's recovery and resilience. She says she wants to put Americans to work by rebuilding infrastructure and increasing manufacturing.
Imagine that we once again become the manufacturing engine of the world, that we are building what the world needs, what is creating our future. I was just over at the Robotics Institute, and I saw the extraordinary work they are doing.
CMU's Robotics Institute, that is. Clinton faces criticism from the Pennsylvania Republican Party, who says the state's workers have no friend in Clinton, that she's campaigned against coal jobs. She says there are economic opportunities to create clean energy jobs.
And I've said, let's have half a billion more solar panels deployed by the end of my first term and enough clean energy to power every home by the end of my second term. These are jobs that have to be done right here in Pennsylvania and across the United States.
Clinton also touched on a variety of issues, including equal pay for women, support of Planned Parenthood, and refinancing student debt. Recent figures by Harper Polling have Clinton beating opponent Bernie Sanders 22 points in Pennsylvania. That's down from a 30-point lead in March. I'm Virginia Alvino, 90.5 WESA News. And for more on the supporters who attended Clinton's rally, here's WESA's Sarah Kovash.
Thousands wrapped around the block waiting for hours to see Clinton. Among those were lots of students, many of whom had never been to a political rally before.
Yeah, actually.
Yes. All of us our first time at a rally.
Raghav Goyal, a sophomore at CMU, says it was hard not to participate in an event happening in his own backyard.
It's just my first time being at an event like this, and I kind of wanted to get the experience of what it was like. And plus, I'm also on the fence between Hillary and Bernie, and so I wanted to get a better glimpse into Hillary's platform to see which one I would support.
Though it wasn't freshman Seth Henry's first time taking part in the political process. He said he helped the Obama campaign back in 2008 when he was just 10 years old by going door to door with his grandfather.
This atmosphere feels pretty similar, but it's bringing back memories. I haven't had this in a while.
He'll be voting for the first time this year and says he's also still making up his mind.
I'm leaning towards Hillary. I like Bernie, but if I have to take a side who I think is going to be a better candidate to run up against another one, I might pick Hillary, but we'll have to see. I still need to research a little more.
Others, like 72-year-old Marlene Ament, who traveled from Apollo to see Clinton, is hoping Hillary's Pittsburgh rally will sway young voters.
I hope she could convince, you know, a lot of these young kids, you know, what reality is.
I'm Sarah Kovash, 90.5 WESA News.